The future of your universe starts with family engineering with Praise Forwear. Praise Forwear is a global leader in family life innovation and a premium coach working with high net worth individuals across different continents. Fasten your seatbelts as we make your life better.
Welcome to Family Engineering. My name is Praise Forwear. This is your numero uno family life broadcast across the globe, and I'm super excited to be coming your way again today. For some time, we've been looking at common mistakes married men make, and I want to appreciate you for all your feedback and everything you've said, including your questions, which I believe I responded to some of you. Well, today, we take another mistake, and this one is so crucial, especially when it comes to how people handle their marriages, and that one is bad financial decision. Bad financial decision. Now, on the survey list of 100 people at 25 on the career path till 65 in America, it was discovered that at 65, 54% are dependent, 16% are still working, 24% are dead, 5% are independent, and only 1% is free. Now, a whole lot of us make this mistake because we equate manhood as the same thing as leadership. So a whole lot of men use money or economy to control their family, because the person that controls the economics most of the time will control or manipulate the people. But we've got into an era where a lot of women are now making their money, so that is, you know, getting out, thrown out of the window. But manhood is not the same thing as financial intelligence. If your spouse is a better money manager, it pays you to allow her take the lead when it comes to money management. Now, once your esteem is tied to economics, money becomes a tool for manipulation in your family. Now, you need to understand that one of the most stupid financial decisions a man can make is keeping his investments and family decisions away from his wife. I have counseled loads of family whose breadwinner or the man of the house die. Now, you must know that I don't believe in the concept of the breadwinner, because there is no bread to win. I believe what a couple brings in is their internally generated revenue, which must move in the direction of their family economy. But you need to understand that loads of people are dead whose family have no clue where they invested or what they invested in. Now, if you can't trust your spouse, you know, with what you bring in, it is foolhardy to trust her with your body. How does a man trust a woman with his body and he can't trust the same woman with his pocket, except when the woman is a spendthrift? Now, truth is, if you're not financially intelligent, you may soon lose all you have, until your financial paradigm changes, your life may never change. Now, how many times have you been appealed to by your wife to attend a session that is capable of changing your life and help you build transgenerational wealth, that you refuse to under a guise that you know what you're doing? I used to be like that. First 3 years of our marriage, I was the one handling family finance. And trust me, I should break the family finance every year, despite the fact that I had so much, you know, consulting for financial institution. Now, when we went to play a game called Clark Cashflow 101, in the 40th year of a marriage, I saw that my wife was making better financial decisions than me. And it was very clear that she was the one who should be the financial leader in our family. And since we handed finances over to her, things have changed while I learned under her on how to manage finances. Now, I am actually very good at managing finances right now, because now I save, which was not what I was doing before. Now, here's a survey that you need to answer. Yes or no? One, we spend more than we earn. Yes or no? Two, we can maintain our present standard of living if we don't earn a salary for the next 3 months. Three, we have a clear budget that we try to maintain against all odds. Next, we have an escrow account that's strictly for investment in passive income earning assets that we never touch no matter what happens. Next, we have a clear financial freedom plan that is known to both of us. Next, I involve my wife before I give to any major cause. Next, we track our income and expenditure as family, and we know all that we spend. Next, the most financially prudent person handles family finance in our family. Next, we have at least 4 streams of income. Lastly, we regularly sit to talk about our financial planning. Now, I want you to look at your answer and look at the number of yeses you have. If you scored less than 6 yeses, then there is a problem that you need to plug almost immediately. Now, you see, there are a couple of bad money paradigms that a lot of people have incorporated or that they have lived by all through their life. One, a man without money will lose respect, hence a man must be in control of funds. Money is not what gives you respect. You need to be a respectable person and be a person of value and demonstrate superior competence or intelligence for you to earn respect. Respect is earned. And you see, so imagine if you earn $1 million and your wife earns $2 million, doesn't mean she's going to disrespect you. This paradigm is why a lot of men whose wife earn more than suddenly feel that the woman is proud. Oftentimes the woman is not proud. It's just your worldview and your belief system, which is a fault, that if the normal thing a human being should be able to say, you suddenly feel disrespected. Number 2, all a woman knows is money, hence you will never fully disclose what you earn to your woman. That is an ancient adage that has wrecked a whole lot of people. If you are married, the concept of couple means that we are now one. So, except this is a strategy where you're married to someone who is out of control when it comes to money. But there is no big deal disclosing what you earn to yourself. Because without knowing what you earn, how do you plan for the future of the family? Imagine a nation where the income is not known by the entire federation. I mean, the money does not go to the federation account. What do you have? You will have a nation that will self-implode because there will be all kinds of corruption going on. Number 3, money is the root of all evil and women are the cause of the evil. That is not correct. The Bible did not say money is the root of all evil. The Bible says the love of money. And I even think that place is actually means loving money to the extent that you have to hurt someone else to make money is the root of all evil. That's my interpretation of that play. Now, number 4, allowing your wife control fund is a sign of weakness and will make you lose respect. If your wife is a financial guru or someone who has mastered how to invest, you will be going against yourself by not allowing her take charge of an area where she's competent. And I tell people, headship in the family does not mean the smartest, does not mean the strongest. It doesn't mean someone who knows it all. Headship simply means a strategic servant who can maximize the potential of everyone around him, and allowing the best to lead the rest of all. Next, it is better to surprise her than to let her into your investment portfolio. Well, some people have paid the ultimate price for that. Then others need to fail for you to succeed. Please, nobody needs to fail for you to succeed. So what are the things you need to do? 1, create your current financial snapshot. Where exactly are you? When I did my snapshot, it was very clear. My family was on 0. Now, we didn't make profits, we didn't make losses, we were on 0. And that was the 4th year of our marriage. That was crazy. I wanted to cry because it wasn't really clear that I was actually destroying my family by my financial recklessness. I was that guy who could give to anyone and everyone without even consulting my wife. Number 2, empower the most financially intelligent person to handle family finance. If it's your wife, let her take the lead. She's serving the interest of both of you. And I mean, what my wife did for me was we created a budget and she will give me what is allotted to my portfolio as the head of the family every month. Now, it was tough the first month because I finished spending it within 1 week. And by the time I had nothing left, I couldn't even buy lunch. I had to learn to cook, take my food from home. I had to do all kinds of things, to make ends meet for that month for myself because there was no allocation coming except we wait till the next month. And you see, that imposed a sense of financial discipline on me. Some of the reckless giving I used to give, I couldn't do them anymore because my life was limited to what I was given and I learned to plan my budget around that. Number 3, determine the future economic goal of your family. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Where exactly do you want to go as a family? And number 4, create an escrow account. An escrow account is a future account for your family. There are rules around escrow account. It doesn't have ATM card. It doesn't have a credit or debit card. The escrow account must not be used for any purpose outside of investment. It's not your money. It's the money saved away from you that must only move in the direction of investment. So every time money leaves escrow account, it moves in the direction of investment and income or passive income generating asset that can solve the problem for your future. Number five, stick to your budget. Stick to your budget. Live within your budget. It's called financial discipline. Number six, invest in financial intelligence. I've lost count of how much I had to pay to go for several lessons. As a matter of fact, my wife began to take some classes for people, and I had to pay to go attend that class. When she saw me, she was shocked, and I said, even though I'm your husband, I am your student in this class. And number seven, maximize your family wealth to create a non-oil dependent economy. If you look at the nation United Arab Emirates, at one point all they had was oil, right? And what they did was they maximized the oil to create a non-oil dependent economy. So they invested in tourism, in manufacturing, and all sorts. Now, without oil right now, UAE can survive, you know, so well. Now, a lot of us must understand that in your family, whatever is giving you money regularly right now is your family oil. It's not going to last forever. The goal is for you to create non-oil dependent economy. Now, it's your key to creating and diversifying your portfolio so that you now have different sources giving you money outside, you know, what you think you're doing. Now, I love some excellent quotes by Warren Buffett, and that's where I'm going to end today. On earning, Warren Buffett said, never depend on a single income. Make investments to create a second source. On spending, he says, if you buy things you do not need, soon you will have to sell the things you need. On saving, he says, do not save what is left after spending. Spend what is left after saving. On taking risk, he says, never test the depth of river with both the feet, which means don't put all your eggs in one basket. On investment, he says, do not put all your eggs in one basket, right? So there is a rule of the thumb which says, not in the same bank, because what if the bank collapses? Not in the same sector, what if something happens to that sector? And not in the same country, because anything can happen to one country. So you want to diversify your portfolio. And on expectation, it says, honesty is very expensive gift. Do not expect it from cheap people. I hope this has been helpful, and I hope that you're going to do something about your family finance. I am still learning and I'm growing, and I think we can all grow. I used to be very, very reckless financially. I am in a better place right now, and it's your turn to improve your life. Till I come away again next, keep loving, keep living, and remember, you've got all the power to make your family work. I honor you, I celebrate you. Feel free to reach me, call me, send me mails, ask your questions, put a call through, and let's know how we can help. Get on the website. There is a whole lot of resources in there that can help you. I hope this has been helpful. Please go ahead, make your marriage work. I celebrate you.
Thanks for enjoying Family Engineering with Praise as we re-engineer a world that is fit for all. For more inquiries, kindly visit our website www.praiseforwarddtech.com or send us a mail podcast@iampraiseforward.com or visit our stores www.iampraiseforward.com. You can also call us on +1 817 881 8696, +1 780 246 7955, +447 960 813430, or +234 810 857 1139.